music in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hi, hello, my name is Kron Fused, aka Julie B, aka Nanny Dada, and I am here today as your host of Musish. As always, if you're hearing me here, that's how you hear me. But today we're bringing you a very special episode from Elena Aaron, all about her forthcoming album, Roaring Twenties. Specifically the song, What Are You Doing Here? Which I find myself asking myself all the time, especially lately. It's a really interesting vibe. The song kind of gives me Ben Folds vibes in that it's like a indie pop, indie rock milieu, but done more piano heavy rather than guitar heavy or piano vocal forward. It also kind of gives you that Regina Spektor super emotional vibe. And I'm kind of surprised I didn't include either of those two on today's playlist along with Elena Aaron. But we are kicking it off with her talking about her song a bit more and also with that song itself. Like I mentioned, it is off of her Roaring Twenties album, which either just dropped or is about to drop if you're listening to this episode fresh off the presses on February 28th, 2025. So keep an eye out on her for that, all over the socials, all over the internets. It's from what the songs I've heard off of it, very moving. The vibes are someone kind of like, you know, tale as old as time, kid, person, lady, from the small town, headed to the big city, rockets to a community and an artistic height that they didn't see coming, kind of gets caught up in that. And then the fallout and the aftermath and the reckoning with that, like within themselves, which I'm really intrigued by that kind of story. I really like it when we see it in sort of a Great Gatsby vibe. I like it when we see it from Ray. I like it when we see it from Dochi. So we've included a lot of those in here. So while this episode is definitely partially inspired by the album's vibes as a whole, that kind of reckoning with what your dreams actually look like, what they are when they change, and when they actually take shape. It's also about the song that Elena Aaron sent for the show. It is, as I mentioned, What Am I Doing Here? And to me, it kind of gives a vibe of, you know, like loving in spite of past wounds or patterns, and, you know, maybe reckoning with those inside yourself, kind of similarly to how the whole album reckons with like what your dreams actually are and what they look like and what they feel like versus what love actually is and what it looks like versus what you're used to. And I think those are really interesting themes. I'm really intrigued by them. And so I've included both of those in this playlist today. I hope you like it. We'll talk about each song a little bit as it drops on the playlist. We'll have some ads in between. Like I mentioned, we'll have Elena Aaron's song. We'll have her talking about the tune and the album as well. And so, you know, why don't we get right into that? After Elena talks about her song and we hear it firsthand, we'll also have Ray with her song Genesis. It's a bit of an epic, which is why I'm glad we're on college radio, because we can listen to the whole 7-minute thang. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Strap in and strap on, as I say. After that, we have Cranes in the Sky by Solange Knowles, or Solange, or Soul Angel, whichever one you want to call her. I'm sure she's fine with them. This one is kind of about trying to run away from your problems, but like everywhere you go, there you are, kind of deal. And as someone who makes art to process their feelings, and as a Pisces who has a lot of feelings, this song really resonates with me. I love it, but it is devastating at times. Speaking of devastating songstresses, we have Likely. I never know how to say her name, or most names. If you're a regular listener of this show, you know the number one constant is my mispronunciation of every and any language. But it's her song, Midnight Shining. Not only do I find her vocal tone really matches Elena's, but I think that it really, her subject matter also has that like bittersweetness and persisting in spite of that bitterness vibes. And then it'll probably be time for a bit of a break, you know, and I do want to try and improvise a song about this theme, because what a nice theme. What a lovely, rich theme we've been given this week, my sweet, sweet muses. So I'll talk to you about more songs after that. And, you know, while you're listening, I hope you enjoy them. And then you hope you stick around for the whole hour to hear what else we have going on after that. Okay, here we go. Here's Elena Aaron telling us about her new tune, What Am I Doing Here, from her album Roaring Twenties, which you should go check out. It's probably out right now when you're listening to this, or about to be. So just like get into that and get into this and listen. Okay, thank you. This is Confused on Musish for Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas. Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustayo. Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. from the News Collective, the Arts Collective, the Music Collective, the Sports Collective, the Accessibility Collective, the Indigenous Collective, and the Intersectionality Collective. There's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Hi, this is Elena, and I want to share some of the stories and inspiration behind my brand new song, What Are You Doing Here?, which is coming off my album, Roaring Twenties, in March 2025. So this song was actually the last song I wrote for the album. I thought the album was done, and this song suddenly poured out. And it started off as kind of like tracing back through my childhood and talking to somebody saying, like, I'm so used to people not staying, and asking them, so what are you still doing here? Like, not being able to understand or comprehend love because you're not used to having it. And as the song progressed, it turned into kind of like a self-reflective perspective as well, where I was like asking myself, what am I really looking for? What am I doing here? What am I trying to get out of life? And that's how this song came out. So it kind of feels like a bit of a confessional song, a bit of a, I sat down at therapy and this all poured out. And the song is off of my upcoming album, Roaring Twenties, which is coming out at the end of March. I'm so excited. And this whole song, or this whole album, is this like Gatsby-ish themed storyline, telling the story of a character who's coming from this small town in the middle of nowhere, making it to New York City at the height of the 20s of this Gatsby-ish era, but our current 20s, and living between these extremes, these ups and downs, getting to this life that she thought looked so incredible in movies, and realizing that she wasn't happy, and trying to figure out what she was really doing in life, what she was looking for, what would make her happy. So I've already released a few of the singles. This is the next single we're releasing until the album comes out in March, and I hope you like it.
The reason why it's hard to explain is that I don't understand it myself. And it's hard to cry for help when you don't know what might come out. Vicious evenings I completely played it dead. My first feeling was a bullet to the head, and I prayed I get out of here dead or alive. So when you come down and I'm still floating, floating in the air like the last man standing, what are you doing here? No one ever stays. So wasn't ever really there to begin with. Never ever really was one dimension. Never ever really got no beginning. So what are you doing here? I was a kid who thought I'd make it right. Got to places so bright I could die. And all I ever saw was my reflection, looking at me like, where we heading, baby? What are we doing here? I never had it before. Love kinda feels like a miracle. Love kinda feels like a miracle. No, not the kind from the movies, the kind that waits with you in the rain. In the rain, in the rain. But when all you've learned is pain and hurt, then love that tries to stick around feels like it's a game. So when you come down and I'm still floating, floating in the air, wasn't ever really there to begin with. Never ever really was one dimension. Never ever really got no beginning. So what are you doing here? I was a kid who thought I'd me like, where we heading, baby? What are we doing here? Never had it before. Love kind of feels like a miracle. Don't get me wrong, I'll still fight you if you drop in too soon. What are you doing here? 'Cause it's easy.
Are the best years of your life, but I seem to be spending mine missing sunsets, 'cause I'm busy on my phone observing everyone else, how I compare and obsess, just me, my phone and these walls. And I've been sober for some months, but I can feel the demons waiting on my downfall, since I'm so ugly and irrelevant. I've been losing friends as if I'm trying to get rid of them. I googled why I'm so desperate for validation and sedatives. I'm calling men who don't give up about me. Then when my mother called, I pretend I'm busy. I'm trying to end up anywhere except from where I've been. Cutting clothes, bed bound, amphetamine. And this devil on my shoulder, man, I'm trying to shake him off. My ex is on my timeline, it's as if he's showing off. My self-esteem is face-tuned and ring lights. My ego is conquering new heights. I think I need some.
Think I need some.
Do you need some?
Do you need some?
Dad, we all need
we
some.
All need some.
I don't think I
know. I need some.
I need some light.
Some sweet sunshine.
To feel alright.
Let there be
light. Oh, she's a sad little sinner.
Down till you let him in the room. Since you already acquainted, you skip the foreplay. He grips you at the neck as you prepare to be screwed. You try to muster flair to tell somebody you're sinking. But anxiety is an index finger pressed to your lips. A whiskey bottle, it whispers, since you're already bitter. A cocktail fit for a quitter. Come here and give me a kiss.
I see a sad little sinner.
My pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my ass look bigger, so that I'm someone you aspire to. Let me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like. Follow, share, and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. How I make the glass half empty and drink it down.
Curse words and the insecurities. Here lies a sorry little soul. She doesn't even pray for. Still just a heartbroken. I traded at the back of the nightclub. I did for the bathroom floor. I wish I could call my ex. He would know just what to say. He don't say nothing at all now. I did in my head. The only thing I rely on him to do is stay declining my calls now. In the mirror, my devil works hard. Like my liver, I don't wanna be.
to walk to school with, took her life. Now rest in peace, rest in peace. Fake democracy, killing overseas,
killing ourselves.
Suicide, government lies,
discrimination,
hating ourselves. Why hope, why keep going, why try, why?
Genesis 1 verse 3, I'll dry my eyes. The only thing which darkness cannot coexist is the light.
Suicide, don't sing on, in the mirror. The devil works hard.
I don't wanna
Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I travel 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Oh,
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smiling, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Okay. Hi, hey, hello. It is your host once again, Cronfused. I'm back for the next half of the show. As you heard, we ended things there with SZA's Kitchen, a song I appreciate more and less the more I identify and relate with it. But such is the way of sad music. It's one of those things where, like, you don't want to identify with it, but like when it hits so good, you know. I think now is a good time as ever to tell you about the next songs we have coming up, as well as to sneak in a little improv as we are wont to do here on Musish. So the themes will be roaring 20s and the inner turmoil of love, you know, or existential crises of love. So maybe roaring in existential crisis. that'll kind of be the theme. But first, let me tell you about what we have up next on the docket. So first up, after the improv, we will have Phone Me by Mariba off of her newest album. I believe it's The Breeze Grew a Fire, or A Breeze Grew a Fire. Very moody, very, you know, singer-songwriter, indie meets hip-hop, jazz milieu, like genreless, masterful, as she is known for. We love it, we love her, and we hope you do as well. After that, we've got the latest single from local supergroup Powerhouses Nada. No subtle fact that this is a not a stan show. If you don't like it, tune out right now. Both these songs are kind of more about platonic love. The first song is more about platonic love. The second song is definitely about like a toxic love, but still buying into it. Both kind of ask, what am I doing here? Or why are you here? What did I do to deserve this? Both in the good and the bad sense. After that, we have Mega Circuit by Japanese Breakfast, another kind of quiet but real love song. After that, we've got Lucky You, which is by Talkie Monster and Gavin Turek. Excellent song, a house bop for the ages. Really fantastic song. It kind of feels like about like knowing your worth and demanding it, and having that be a starting point and a boundary. Is that like worth being conveyed to you, or that appreciation of your worth being conveyed? So I love that. Bunch of new tunes on this second half, and we'll close it out with the iconic Denial Is a River from Dochi, which also echoes that kind of roaring 20s, high highs and low lows of showbiz kid, you know, like confronting yourself and your own demons and using art as a tool to process that is the surefirest way to present something so real that the world can't ignore it, you know? Well, that's what I'm saying anyway. Okay, so I hope you enjoy all those tunes as well as this little improv from me coming at you from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. So-called Vancouver, you know, so-called my home. And I hope that wherever you are listening to this from, you enjoyed the hour we spent together and that you'll enjoy the next month until you hear this weirdo's voice again. In the meantime, stay inspired. Bye. I don't care what you said before. I know you know. And I don't care if you wanted me more. I've lost control. I saw the city lights shine. They look mighty fine behind. As I fall from heights divine, city lights, yeah, they're just finding me. Everything feel odd. Is it because I planned it? Too little or too much? Help me understand if I made a step right off this cliff. Was it me? Was I pushed because of my empathy? Tell me, was it vulnerability? Did I do this to me?
Hey, baby. How's it going?
Glitching all the way. Itching for a way down. Hope it doesn't take me out, but just takes off this deep frown. Lines in the sand, in my hand, in the clouds. Tell me, how can I get my head right out? All out the sand where it's been for so long now. Cause I cannot deny this. Wow. What am I supposed to do but cry? What am I doing here? Falling off the edge, well, it's not.
Few schools missing from between them. My homie.
spinner. You know you're my sister. Says honey, you swish it. My homie, my homie, just for me. Through the nitty gritty suicide mission. Few schools missing from a twin nail. My homie, my homie, just for me. My nigga, you know you're my sister. Says honey, you swish it.
No, for ya. thought it was all over.
What's up, Dolce?
Hey, girl.
You know, it's been a little minute since you and I have had a chat.
Has it really?
Probably since, like, your last EP, All the Places You'll Go.
Oh, wow. It's
yeah.
Been a minute, yeah.
I've been getting some calls. Oh. People are a little bit worried about you.
Not worried.
And I know that I was kind of that outlet for you, so.
You were.
Why don't you just tell me what's been going on?
Okay. Remember old dude from 2019? Nice, clean nigga, did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll through his IG just to get a DM from his wife. I was so confused, what should Dolce do? She didn't know about me and I didn't know about Sue. I opened up the messages and had to hit the Zoom. Turns out the girl was really a dude. Nigga think he slick back till I slip back. Got my lick back, turn a nigga to a knick-knack. I moved on, dropped a couple of songs, and then I went and got signed. Now it's 2021.
Okay, I just feel like this is the perfect opportunity for us to just take a second and kind of unpack what's happened to you. You know, this guy cheated on you and...
Nah, fuck it. Platinum record this, viral record that. I'm making so much money, I'm all over the net. I'm moving so fast, no time to process. And no, I'm not in a gang, but I'm always on set. Wristwatch, drip drop, label want the TikToks. Now I'm making TikTok music, what beef up? I need a cleanse, need a detox, but we ain't got time to stop. The charts need us. Fast forward me, 2023. I'm stacking lots of cheese and making money. My grass is really green and honestly, I can't even fucking cap no more. This is a really dark time for me. I'm going through a lot.
By a lot, you mean drugs?
I wouldn't.
Drugs?
No, it's a...
No?
It's a natural plan.
No, I'm not judging.
I'm not an addict.
I'm just saying.
I don't think...
You wanna talk about it?
I mean, fuck, I like pills, I like drugs, I like getting money, I like strippers, I like to fuck, I like day drinking and day parties in Hollywood, I like doing Hollywood shit, snorted Bollywood. What can I say? The shit works, it feels good, and my self-worth's at an all-time low. And just when it couldn't get worse, my ex crashed my place and destroyed all I owned. Whoopsie, made a oopsie, $100,000 oops made me loopy. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Don't wanna have to turn a nigga guts into soup bean.
Whoa. Okay, Dolce. We don't wanna revert back into our old ways. So we're gonna try a breathing exercise, okay?
All right,
when I breathe, okay. You breathe. Alright? Let's go.
Sẽ cùng đến với ca khúc You Never See Me Again.
Ebola.
Ủa.
Yeah.
Ôi ôi. Là hai điểm xin chào anh Tuấn.
Ôi 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 ôi. Nhưng mình à. Wow. Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
Trời ơi.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m.